Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. Archival footage plays.
From Hollywood, it's The Dinah Show! And now, a lady with her own ideas about what a woman is, here's Dinah!
A blonde woman walks on a set in a billowing pantsuit. Audience members applaud.
Now there's a list of what one husband would want from his wife, or any husband should want from his wife, when he came home from work. For instance, one.
1977.
Have the house presentable. Be attired in a negligee. Provide 20 minutes of silence before being presented with the problems of the day. Four, be attired in a negligee. Five, have a meal prepared within an hour. And six, be attired in a negligee.
A woman stands in the audience.
Gloria Allred, are you? Hi, Gloria.
Hi, Donna.
Where are you from?
I'm an attorney in Los Angeles.
Ah, welcome. And how would you feel if your husband presented you with a list like that?
Well, Donna, I think we have a uterus and a brain, and they both work. And I think it's very insulting to women.
Gloria smiles. Dinah's mouth hangs open. Her eyes dart back and forth.
I think you ought to be definite about this. Don't just tiptoe around it.
Now, the tide washes onto a shore. Text appears. Malibu, California. A trophy depicts a woman holding a pistol. The placard reads, Special Agent. Pink suits fill a closet. Light shines over them. A hand moves the suits.
I live in a war zone every day.
Gloria pulls a suit out of the closet and puts on earrings.
There is a war on women.
Gloria applies pink lipstick.
It's real.
She pulls at hair on the back of her head and looks up.
It can be very ugly.
She buttons her jacket.
Women depend on me to be strong.
Gloria pulls the bottom of her suit. Now she drags a rolling bag to a waiting sports car.
To be fearless.
Gloria gets in.
And to assert and protect their rights.
She turns the key in the ignition. Gloria's reflection appears in the rearview mirror.
And power only understands power.
Gloria pulls her car onto a coastal highway.
One woman strikes fear into the hearts of powerful men, from Herman Cain to Tiger Woods.
News footage.
A feminist crusader.
Media hound.
And a lightning rod for controversy.
She is easily the most famous women's rights attorney in the country.
Her zeal has put her at the center of countless cases.
She did not ask Mr. Trump to view his anatomy to prove that he is a naturally born man.
Yeah, I think Gloria would be very, very, very impressed with me.
The sports car continues down a road flanked by palm trees. Text appears, a Netflix original documentary.
Joining us now from Los Angeles this morning.
Joining us now to tell us what's going on.
Joining us now from Los Angeles is civil rights attorney.
Please welcome to our show, Gloria Allred.
A Katahdin Productions and OK Goodnight production. Los Angeles stretches toward the hazy horizon. Alan Dershowitz.
I first met Gloria on the television screen.
Stop trying to perpetuate myths about battered women.
I thought of her as humorless and striving.
So I want to talk about all of this with civil rights attorney Gloria Allred.
I was a little bit afraid of her. She's Gloria Allred.
I want
because,
you to finish. I just
no,
want to play the juror.
Who else do you know like Gloria Allred?
An animated Gloria on an episode of South Park.
It is a disgrace that these homophobes are allowed to discriminate. I am taking this case on personally.
Gloria Steinem.
We all have our own disadvantages and advantages. I mean, for instance, I hate conflict. I think that Gloria enjoys conflict.
You should be using these resources to arrest these fathers.
I think the reason you do demean them is because really, secretly, you envy women and you fear them.
Greta Von Sustern.
Gloria's gone on TV and she's raised hell. She's been very aggressive. And it's no surprise that some people don't like that.
Oh, save it for your next book, you little snitch.
That's assault. That is assault.
I don't think Gloria's in a popularity contest, because if she is, well, she lost that one.
Every time some high-profile case breaks out, you jump on television and act like you God.
Charles Barkley talks into a microphone. Now, Gloria's car pulls into a building.
Why don't you just go back to your office, wait on another case?
Gloria walks out of an elevator.
And shut the hell up.
She turns a corner.
I think I'm very well understood by many people and misunderstood by those who wish to misunderstand because they have an agenda that is different than mine.
Headlines cover an image of Gloria's face. Superimposed text appears over the image.
I don't really care.
Seeing All Red. A dozen chairs surround an empty conference table. Gloria sits at a table in front of a computer. 2014.
The Bill Cosby sex abuse scandal is growing.
Two more women describe being drugged and sex molested by Bill Cosby.
A cameraman drags a rig over a mat that reads All Red Morocco and Goldberg.
The Howard Stern Show.
You know what? I never found Bill Cosby funny. Now, I don't know that he's ever been convicted of rape, there have been allegations, you know, sexual stuff, and roofies and all this shit.
But he's like an icon that you don't touch.
Hey, guys, can I get another white balance?
Journalists and cameramen fill the conference room. A reporter places a mic on a stand. Gloria enters the room with a short-haired woman. The woman sits and wipes her tear-filled eyes. Lori Levinson, Loyola Law.
For Gloria, you know, the Bill Cosby case is everything she's looking for. Hollywood, a celebrity, race, women's rights, sexual abuse, power. I mean, come on. I don't think there's anything better for her.
At the press conference.
Last month, it was reported in the press that over 20 women had come forward to allege that Bill Cosby had either drugged or sexually assaulted them or committed both acts of misconduct against them. Unfortunately, with a rare exception, I had to inform these women that it was too late for them to file a lawsuit against Mr. Cosby because of the statute of limitations. This statute of limitations is an arbitrary time period set by law during which a victim must file a lawsuit or be forever barred from pursuing it. The public deserves to know if Mr. Cosby is a saint or a sexual predator.
Mr. Cosby greeted me and handed me a cappuccino, telling me that he made me my favorite coffee. And after I drank it, I felt dizzy and lost consciousness. I could not open my eyes. I couldn't move or say anything. I felt something warm on my lips, and I blacked out. I woke up to him clapping his hands, saying, "Daddy says, wake up."
The short-haired woman wipes her eyes.
Not to be insensitive to the woman sitting here, but can you say beyond the shadow of a doubt that you were 100% confident in the truth of their claims?
Mm-hmm. You can decide for yourself.
Gloria consoles the short-haired woman.
Any pregnancies involved?
Any pregnancies? We're not commenting on that, but thank you.
In an office.
Is she not getting a last name?
Hey, Sarah.
At first, I was reluctant to get involved, only because there was no legal option for many of these women. But then I realized that they really do need a voice. They deserve a voice. Frankly, everybody was looking to me and saying, Gloria, when are you going to do something?
Thane Rosenbaum, NYU Law School.
The district attorney can't take these cases because of the statute of limitations impediment. So the only thing she can do is provide her client an opportunity to tell the story of what happened and turning it into a trial on public opinion.
Television footage plays.
How many people think that the women are lying? Do you guys believe the women? You think some of them are lying?
Absolutely.
Really?
Wherever you see Gloria Allred, you know somebody's lying.
I have to ask about your name coming up in the news recently.
No, we don't answer that.
Okay. I just wanted to ask if you wanted to respond at all about whether any of that was true.
There's no response. And I think you need to get on the phone with person. Immediately.
Okay.
A photo of Cosby.
Back here in Colorado, Bill Cosby performed and received two standing ovations during his run in Denver this weekend. But outside the venue, Gloria Allred was leading the biggest protest to date against the comedian.
Rape is not a
it's important that there be consequences. And sometimes making someone accountable is a form of justice. Even if they can't have justice in the conventional setting of a court of law.
This is not a free speech area.
Is this personal?
Is it personal?
In a hallway.
I don't know. Oh, excuse me. All right.
Today, three new women who allege that they were victims of Bill Cosby are here with me to describe what they allege that Mr. Cosby did to them when they were young and extremely vulnerable.
Two women sit at a conference table.
And for those who will choose not to believe that I am speaking the truth of what happened to me, please know that I wish it were not true.
Gloria stares at the victim as she speaks.
It's always personal to me if a woman has been the victim of injustice and has been hurt.
Alone with this secret.
It's always personal.
Now, she stands on the balcony of her coastal home, looking out toward the ocean.
My commitment to women comes from my own life experience.
Seaweed lies on the beach.
I thought that what happened to me was just my bad luck. I didn't realize that some of what happened to me happened to millions of other women.
Gloria's shoes rest next to her wicker lounge chair, a photo of her as a child.
I was born and grew up in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
A truck speeds down a Philadelphia street in a car.
So this was growing up. In the terms of segregation, it was mainly by religion. This was the Catholic neighborhood. I lived in the Jewish neighborhood. Wait a minute. Are we at 50?
Yes, ma'am.
We're sure we are. It looks different. Here it is. 5533 Springfield Avenue.
Gloria stands on a sidewalk.
My mother came to the United States from England when she was in her 20s, and my father, I think, was born in the United States. It's not really 100% clear because my father didn't like to talk about himself.
A photo of Gloria's parents.
He worked 6 days a week as a door-to-door salesman. We didn't have much money. My father would put out just enough every day on a table by the door for my mother to go and get groceries just for that day. And sometimes I would go to a movie, and he would wait outside. He would say, I don't really want to see that movie. And I figured out later it was because he didn't really have enough money for both of us.
From the sidewalk, Gloria stares up at her childhood home.
I met my best friend, Fern, on my first day at the Philadelphia High School for Girls.
A girl walks through a hallway.
An all-public, all-girls high school.
Gloria hugs a woman with a cane.
Hi, gorgeous.
Hi. Oh, wonderful to see you.
Fern Kaplan.
She sat in front of me, and she could see that I was having difficulty figuring out the forms to fill out. And she turned around and said, you look as if you're having a problem. Can I help you?
A photo of Gloria and students in formal wear.
She was popular with boys, very popular with boys. She was kind and inclusive. And bossy.
Fern smiles. Gloria sits on the steps of her childhood home.
When I was thinking of going to college, I said to my father, I don't know, how are we going to afford this? And he said, don't worry, I've been saving. If you can get in, you'll be going.
Archival footage shows a campus.
At the University of Pennsylvania in those days, it was about 93% male and 7% female.
Female students play tennis.
It was very easy to meet boys.
In a photo, Gloria drapes her arm around a man's neck.
I met Peyton, I believe, in about the first week of college. He was a fraternity boy, absolutely drop-dead gorgeous.
Lisa Bloom, daughter.
Look, we've all been in college and been attracted to the really cute guy who's very smart and very funny, and that was my dad.
Peyton smiles in a photo.
You know, he was always such a wit, so I think that was the attraction.
Gloria poses with Peyton.
I remember thinking I would have incredible children with Peyton Bray.
In another photo, Peyton holds an infant.
Went to a justice of the peace somewhere in Philadelphia, and that was it. I was pregnant at 19, gave birth to my daughter Lisa at age 20.
Gloria holds Lisa in photos.
I had never cooked, and I'd never changed a diaper. And I don't think I'd ever held a baby. So this was all culture shock.
In a photo, Gloria stares open-mouthed at baby Lisa.
I used to iron in front of the television to watch I Love Lucy.
Being a housewife is a big bore. Cook the meals, do the dishes, make the beds, dust the house, cook the meals.
Had Lucille Ball as a character who always wanted something in addition to being married to Desi.
It says here that Daddy Kay is going to London to give another command performance of Queen Elizabeth.
I wonder what the Quinn is cooking for Phil tonight.
In a photo, young Lisa sits on Peyton's lap.
Peyton went to boot camp. At some point, I found out that he was in the hospital. I went to visit him. It turned out it was for mental health reasons, and it became increasingly serious.
He was bipolar, so he'd be up and he'd be down. When he was down, he was very dark and very depressed and would shut all of us out.
Peyton was cooking one time. Somehow it didn't turn out the way he wanted it to. I don't know if it burned or what. He took the pan, he just threw it. And that was very frightening to me. And that happened more than once.
In a photo, Peyton stands behind Gloria and a friend.
I recognized that I was not able to help. That if I stayed, it could present a risk of harm to my daughter. So I left.
In a photo, Gloria rests her chin on Lisa's head.
I moved back into my parents' home. My neighbor's mom said to me, Gloria, why don't you try it again with him? I said, I can't. And I didn't tell her why, because I didn't tell anybody why.
Gloria rides in a car.
I didn't tell my own parents why.
She stares out of the window.
There wasn't the kind of discussion about mental illness that we have today.
In a photo, Peyton looks toward the camera.
Ultimately, many decades later, he ended his life. It's very heartbreaking.
Another photo shows Peyton holding Lisa and pointing.
I was just very, very fortunate to have a wonderful child.
Lisa smiles in a photo.
I did not get child support for many years. I knew that I was the one who was going to have to support my daughter. I had to be strong. I had to move forward.
Footage shows a large building.
I began to teach at Benjamin Franklin High School. It's an all boys, almost all African American high school.
A photo shows Gloria reading to students.
I was also commuting to NYU for my master's in English education.
James Baldwin speaks at a podium.
I had written my dissertation on African-American novelists at Penn. Then NYU, one of my professors said, now you talk about civil rights for African-Americans. What about your own rights?
Footage of Martin Luther King's March on Washington.
I said, what do you mean? He said, well, women's rights. And I said, what rights don't women have?
A man measures a woman's bosom.
He said, you'll find out.
Flaps hang down on a plane's wing. A view of the landscape from the sky.
I was at an end in Philadelphia.
The California coastline. In a photo, Gloria hugs Lisa on a beach.
So I took a 5-year-old child and got on a plane and came to Los Angeles. I thought, if I was going to be poor, at least I would be poor in the sunshine.
A road passes under a walking bridge. Waves lap at a beach.
Now, when you're in your 20s, you know, generally you're optimistic. At least I was.
Gloria tilts her head. Below, Los Angeles stretches into the distance. Reporters gather in the conference room. Two women sit at the table.
You see, if Cosby harmed a dog and not a woman, PETA would be sitting in front of that man's house. They'd be crucifying him.
But then some of the ladies would like lean in to listen to the other lady, and I couldn't see anybody.
Here we have 35 women.
There were
and people are still like wondering.
Gloria leads two women down a hall. The woman in the center wraps her arm around Gloria and the other woman. They enter the conference room.
I'm here today with two more women who allege that they were victims of Bill Cosby. Tonight, Bill Cosby was scheduled to perform in Bakersfield, California. But that appearance was, quote, postponed. Mr. Cosby thinks that this will soon be over and that no more women will come forward. He is very wrong.
Gloria switches places with one of the women who sits behind the microphones.
Linda and I had sat and talked about how we were going to present ourselves.
The second woman sits behind the microphones.
And that we would be strong women who won't cry.
Lisa Lott Loveland.
Every victim that Bill Cosby assaulted, who has been called a whore and a liar, has helped me to become a survivor. Bill Cosby appears to think that rape is a joke. Well, let me tell you something, Bill. I'm not laughing.
A photographer takes photos. Gloria leads the women out of the room.
These are women who don't seem to have a reason to lie about it. There's no money in it.
Well, that's not necessarily true because a lot of them seem to be being represented by Gloria Allred, who, you know, is in league with the devil. Yeah.
No one has convicted him. He has not been arrested. And the bottom line is, that's the law. Innocent until proven guilty.
A news program.
I'd like to know who Ms. Allred's clients were 40 years ago. What were their morals? What was their behavior like? Why did they approach Mr. Cosby? What did they want to get out of the relationship? This is 40 years later, and suddenly they're all coming out making these accusations. Something seems wrong to me.
Marion Wang, civil rights attorney.
30 or 40 years ago when this happened, you went home and you cried. Maybe you talked to your best friend or your mother or your sister. And then, generally, people told you, don't say anything more about it.
Gloria places photos on the conference table.
Here, for the first time, and through these press conferences, the woman owns the narrative and is able to speak the truth as she experienced it.
Photo of Cosby.
He had assured me that it was okay to take the pills, but obviously, it was not.
A woman in glasses hangs her head and hugs Gloria.
Although critics might say, oh, it's tawdry, it's rude, it's embarrassing, it allows the public to see what happens in the dark and to see the abuse that often occurs in secret.
A photo of a young woman. A series of photos show another young woman with wide eyes. On a balcony, Gloria sits at a table with Lisa Lott and the second woman.
Hey, did you see my little telephone book, kind
of?
I think it's a child's booster seat, but I always use it. It's perfect.
Yeah.
It's great. Otherwise, I'm like down here, and my clients are up there.
Based on all of her history and what she had experienced herself, there was no one else to contact. She understands. She's experienced something of what we are experiencing, and she does it every day in her work.
A wave moves across the water's surface. A seagull stands on the beach.
I was in my 20s. I went on vacation in Mexico with a girlfriend. I met a doctor. He invited me out for dinner that night. So I said yes. And then when I met him, he said, well, first I have to go to the hospital and check on my patients. I said, okay, so I went with him. And then he said, well, now we have to go someplace else. I have to check on a few patients who are not any longer in the hospital. So I went with him, and we opened the door, and there was nobody in there. And he pulled out a gun, and he raped me. I was completely in shock.
Gloria shrugs.
I just can't even, to this day, think about it. It just was absolutely shocking, completely unexpected. And I can't even understand why he would do that.
In a photo, a young Gloria wears sunglasses and a hat.
I had no thought of going to the police. I thought, who's going to believe me against a doctor?
A bird flies over the ocean.
I didn't want to really talk to anybody about it.
Wasn't it hard not to talk about it?
It's not hard for me not to talk to people about things.
Gloria smiles.
Then how do you get close to anybody?
She shakes her head.
I mean, there's a lot to discuss.
Gloria smiles.
Is that the worst thing that ever happened to you?
She shifts her gaze and stares closed-lipped.
No.
Gloria shakes her head.
What is the worst thing that ever happened to you?
Now, she walks on the beach.
After I found out that I was pregnant as a result of the rape, then I had to get an abortion. So this is before Roe v. Wade. Literally back alley abortions. And I almost died.
I had like 106 fever, something very high. And I was hemorrhaging and went to the hospital and they packed me in ice. That was the worst. That and a nurse saying, "This will teach you a lesson."
Next, a passenger boarding bridge stretches to a waiting plane. Gloria pulls rolling luggage behind her. At night, dots of light illuminate a city below the wing of a plane. Inside, Gloria reads a newspaper on the Sean Hannity Show.
"I've known you over the years. In spite of our political opposition, we've had friendly debate. I didn't know you'd gone through all this. Why did you talk about all of that? Why did you get so personal?"
Gloria descends an escalator. She walks through an airport terminal.
I take what I believe was an extremely negative experience, and I try to turn it into a positive. It helps me to understand others. And I have represented many women who have been survivors of violence against them, of rape, of child sexual abuse.
Gloria gives an interview.
"Thank you so much for taking the time."
"Madison, I think it's long overdue that the law be changed in Nevada to protect victims."
She poses with Madison, the reporter. Now, Gloria rides in a car.
"One of the things I try to do is help people to understand how to evolve from being a victim to becoming a survivor to becoming a fighter for change."
She uses a laptop. The car's headlights illuminate the highway. Gloria pulls her luggage through a restaurant. She hugs Lisa Lott.
"Good to see you. So very good. I tell you, when we talked earlier and Ben and I just, our balloon burst, and we're looking at each other like, how are we supposed to do this if Gloria's not sitting there with us? I mean, honestly, we were broken.
But we decided to make it happen."
"I know. It's so crazy."
Gloria and Lieselot walk toward the Nevada State Senate building.
A lot of Gloria Allred's clients will never have cases against Bill Cosby. It's just been too long, the statute of limitations. So she went to her people and said, "Look, this is something we can do." "Even though in the Bill Cosby case it's too late for you, we can change the law so that if women are victimized in the future, they won't have that limitation."
Gloria speaks into a microphone.
"Thank you very much for allowing me to testify today in support of AB 212, which would eliminate the statute of limitations for criminal prosecution of rape in Nevada."
State senators sit at a long table. Lieselot moves into a seat.
"The legal system has very strong preferences in favor of statute of limitations. Why? Because legally, they're great. They limit the number of cases that can be brought into an already clogging system."
Thane Rosenbaum.
"There are legal reasons. They're not moral reasons. There's no moral reason why the truth should ever be time barred."
"My story began in 1989 when I trusted a man I would never believe would put a drug in my drink without my knowledge so that he could use my body for his sick, disgusting pleasure."
A blonde woman sits with her arms crossed.
"We're increasingly understanding better how people process that kind of abuse."
Lieselot covers her face. A senator wipes his nose.
"And how it may take years for people to really understand what happened to them and to be able to talk about it."
Gloria places a box of tissues on the table and takes a seat next to Lieselot.
"The law actually is quite a conservative tool, and so the only way to really help vulnerable people in particular is to push the law to its limits and to be creative in the way that you do your advocacy."
Gloria stands next to her as she gives an interview. Now a highway winds under an overpass. Gloria sits in a car. A sign reads Reno 26, Susanville 112, Alturas 217.
"My work is my life. It isn't just what I do, it's who I am."
Gloria works in an airport business center.
"It's my identity."
In a waiting area, she looks at a laptop.
"Fighting injustice, that's not a 9-to-5 job."
On a shuttle bus, Gloria talks with a woman.
"It's not a sacrifice."
She walks on a moving walkway.
"It's the commitment that I made many, many years ago."
Footage shows a burning building.
"It began with police and rioters clashing on a hot Wednesday night. But within a matter of hours, it was completely out of hand."
1965.
"It was about a year after the Watts riots, or Watts rebellion, depending on your point of view. And so they needed teachers in Watts. I said, are there any jobs available? And they said, how soon can you come?
In a photo, a young Gloria stands with a group.
She became active in the teachers union. She took me out on protest marches. People would scream, you know, how could you take your daughter out on the picket line? What kind of person are you?
Gloria Steinem.
Both I and Gloria were born into a pre-feminist era. We probably both were rebelling secretly, hoping no one would notice. At New York Magazine, my male colleagues would say, you write like a man, and I would say, thank you. You know, all the things you do when you think you're just striving to be the lucky exception. We benefited from other women telling the truth about what was happening to them and realizing that, hey, wait a minute, you know, we are not crazy, the system is crazy.
Footage shows women marching. A woman holds a sign, love me less, respect me more.
This was a whole new world opening up to me. A lot of people were afraid to be called a feminist. They thought that was somehow a bad word. I wasn't afraid because I don't, you know, I think that's a good thing to be a feminist.
In a photo, a young Gloria stands on a stage in a suit.
Through those years, she taught school in California. She met Bill Allred, who was a very successful businessman who believed in her. He loved her very much.
Gloria and Bill look at each other from adjacent cars.
He wanted her to go to law school because she had become a union organizer. And I think he recognized that she had this power.
Michael Morocco, law partner.
We had a constitutional law together, the three of us. And abortion came in that context.
The Supreme Court today ruled that abortion is completely a private matter to be decided by mother and doctor in the first 3 months of pregnancy.
Professor Ogren was quite conservative and devout Catholic. And Gloria, all 80 or 90 pounds of her, and she, with her short little haircut, she was relentless, challenging Professor Ogren, raising her hand when, you know, and demanding to be called upon. It was like, who is this little person? I mean, that's how I met her.
Nathan Goldberg.
You know, Gloria's personality was very outgoing. She had that kind of sense of going out and getting business and interacting with people. Michael and I are a little more reserved. For us, I mean, I think I could have survived these last 40 years with 100 business cards. I probably would still have 10. She was very confident that we would be successful, even though in all candor, I don't think we had a clue as to what kind of law we were going to practice or what would be the basis of our business and what business would come in. We really didn't know.
Women march.
What do we want? ERA!
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
ERA!
When do we want it?
Now!
After I started practicing law, I started going to meetings in support of the Equal Rights Amendment. And then I decided it was time to volunteer some time to the National Organization for Women.
The history books tell us women were given the right to vote. And that's not so, because women fought hard for that right.
Text appears under a man in a suit, Jerry Brown.
Jerry Brown had just been elected governor. They said to me, he has promised to appoint more women judges, and he's not keeping his promise. So we want to do a news conference, and we want you to do that, Gloria. And I said, well, why me? I wouldn't know what to say, wouldn't know where to go. Why would anybody come?
The governor promised some time ago to meet with the National Organization for Women.
They said, don't worry about any of that.
The governor apparently got an earful. After an hour and a half, the governor and some of the women came out for a breather.
We feel we've had an opportunity today by meeting with him to make him aware of some more specific problems that perhaps he was not as aware of before. On the other hand, many of us feel that not enough has been done in the area of appointments of women. We only have 30% of all of our appointments, and women are 50.8% of the California population. So we have a long way to go.
A photo of Gloria.
And it resulted in a lot of attention, and the governor appointed some more women judges. And then after that, the press started coming to me about other issues.
At a podium.
Throughout the years, women's contributions have not been commemorated on Memorial Day.
Sometimes press would come and they would want an interview on certain subjects having to do with women's rights. There were very few people that I could identify as women's rights lawyers at the time. Actually, I didn't think I knew any. Okay, well, I don't know who to refer them to, so I guess I'll just try to learn about the subject.
Gloria speaks at a press conference.
Then I'll do it.
Footage shows Gloria on the phone. Text appears, Gloria Allred, attorney.
I thought to myself, what should I be like? And I decided that I should be strong, that I should show no fear.
At a round table, Gloria sits with a panel.
I started appearing on talk shows.
Let me just say this. Wait. Let's think about who the real victims of denial of federal funds for abortions are.
At that time, that was the only way that we could even discuss women's rights.
And Gloria has a point.
I just think that it's so important to these children that the Equal Rights Amendment be passed, that these women can be paid what they deserve finally.
Often, my opponent on those shows was Mary Schmitz.
Oh, excuse me. I'm Mary Schmitz, and I just like to say on that issue again that this has become a fraud for women because it takes...
Oh, Mary Schmitz. And we actually knew the Schmitzes, and they were actually very nice people, but very hard right, anti-women's rights, anti-choice.
Why can't we teach these children and bring some religion back into their lives that sex without marriage is not the accepted way of life?
The military has always had regulations opposing homosexuality. They have these for a reason. You want to send your best abroad.
This lady over here is sort of sitting in shock at what you're saying.
I think that she wants to turn the clock back at least 500 years, and I think this is the 20th century. We're going to bring everyone in line with the 20th century.
Mary purses her lips and cocks her head.
For my mom to take the stands that she took a huge amount of heat for it. Most people thought, you know, she's really way out there on the fringe.
Mary and a man in glasses stare.
People really would look at her like she was nuts.
A photo of Lisa and Gloria.
I would go to back to school night. And she would look at the books that we're reading, and they were all written by white men, mostly dead white men. And she would say, why aren't we reading anything by women? Why aren't we reading anything about women? Why aren't we reading anything by or about African Americans?
A school photo of Lisa.
I was embarrassed, as kids often are. I felt, you know, Mom, why do you have to do that?
A group sits gathered around Gloria.
So that's my point. You know, you just can't play nicey-nice. You know, you have to make a shock into the psyche. And I want to ask you, do you think we've come a long way, baby? I can't hear you.
No!
And do you think we still have a long, long way to go?
Yes!
It was the days of women's rights. She came with Bill Allred to our home to visit. My husband, Alan, and Bill got along really well. And Gloria and I took a walk, and she said, Fern, you know, you have a responsibility to women who don't have what you have to fight for them. And I remember saying very clearly to her, I am very busy teaching, being a parent to two children, a wife. I don't have time to fight for other people's rights. And she said, you have the responsibility. You have to do it.
Fern looks up and away.
And we weren't in touch for 7 years after that.
She licks her lips. Footage of an interview.
What do you consider to be your most outstanding feature?
Well, I suppose I feel that it's my commitment, my total commitment to making social change. See, I feel that if each one of us made that sort of commitment to other women, to supporting other women, that we would have social change very quickly.
Commercials play.
The most beautiful oven I've ever seen.
She has a twist and turn waist, so you can pose her to serve lemonade to Ken.
There was a Save-On drugstore near our home, and I pointed out to her that there were signs on the toy aisle that said girls' toys and boys' toys. Of course, all the money is on the boys' side, and all of the toy vacuum cleaners and brooms are on the girls' side. By the way, why anybody needs a toy vacuum cleaner, I don't know. We think that children should have the freedom to explore, to choose any toy. I think she sued them for sex discrimination, but she also organized a protest with a lot of moms and kids. And we marched around and said, you know, why don't you just have toys? Why does it have to be girls' toys and boys' toys?
A cartoon shows a boy playing with a doll.
The idea that a boy might want to play with a doll.
A cartoon dad frowns.
Or a girl would dress up as a firefighter. You know, that was considered fairly extremist to say that kind of thing.
On the Phil Donahue Show.
Let's accept your point that too many fathers just do not pay child support. What would you do about it?
I think that the answer is a payroll deduction for child support. Let that amount be taken right out of the father's check, like health insurance, like union dues.
The system that's being proposed just isn't going to work.
How good can this law be if it's just one state? Won't the fathers that are not paying child support move?
I think if we pass this bill in California, as I hope and expect that we will, it will set a model for the whole country.
A woman in the audience stares.
The explosions of consciousness tend to happen more or less at the same time. When we say to ourselves, why does my blouse cost more at the dry cleaner than my husband's shirt? What Gloria Allred was able to do was to at least begin to bring women's concerns into whole areas of law that weren't written with women in mind, that saw women as property in the beginning.
Footage shows Gloria staring and blinking.
L'Orangerie restaurant caters to an elegant clientele and provides elegant service, which includes a menu with prices for men and a menu with no prices for women.
Now enters Gloria Allred, who says that they are entitled to equal services and privileges, and that includes paying for a man's dinner if a woman desires.
We contend that since women are always asked to pay for their dates in one way or another, that it's only fair that they know what the investment is before they decide on a dividend.
We sued, ultimately, and we won, and that was one of the first cases that really got a lot of media attention.
She sued a department store for charging women more for alterations than men.
This case is a class action on behalf of all females.
Before we knew it,
a magazine cover.
We became known as a law firm that did these types of cases.
At a press conference.
The settlement of this case marks the beginning of a more enlightened treatment of female prisoners and their babies. They will no longer have to suffer the degradation and humiliation of giving birth in chains.
We had a woman who claimed that she had been molested by 7 different Catholic priests. We had her come in. She seemed credible. We started representing her. Once we filed the lawsuit, all the priests literally disappeared overnight. They were all gone. That was the first case where that kind of issue had come up. It was almost 20 years before we got some justice for this woman.
Gloria holds up a document.
Gloria just wouldn't give up, wouldn't give up, wouldn't give up.
I got sexually involved with Rita. I admit my fault. I failed to rescue her from other priests. I am truly sorry.
At a news conference, the priest turns toward Rita, who recoils in her chair.
When I went off to law school, we had our weekly call and we're chit-chatting and I'm talking about school. And I asked her what was going on with her. And she said, I'm locked into the district attorney's building and I've been here overnight.
Women sit on a couch.
First of all, why did you not lead with that? Are you kidding? What are you doing there?
Ira Reiner was district attorney. He didn't show up for a meeting that he had promised to have with me at a certain time.
If the Los Angeles County District Attorney is not willing to sit and hear from these mothers what the problems are in raising children without being able to get their child support, then he doesn't really care about child support.
She's lying. She never had an appointment with Ira. Never did. If she keeps up this, chances are she never will.
And all of a sudden, there's a thing, you know, Gloria Allred's in a sit-in. I said, are you out of your mind? Are you going to sit there all night and you're going to until he meets with you? What happens if it's a week or 2 weeks?
The next morning, they decided they weren't going to lock me in again. They were just going to throw me out.
You should be using these resources to arrest these fathers who are breaking the law and avoiding their child support responsibilities.
Would you move in there, please?
We want our child support for these children. We want every law obeyed, and we don't want innocent mothers and children arrested. We want those fathers arrested who are not paying their child support. Ira Reiner, where are you? Why aren't you taking your lawful responsibilities? Why are you in hiding?
There's certainly sometimes that Gloria, you know, puts herself out there in a way that, you know, is sort of like, wow.
At least every third or fourth hour we say that. Oy vey.
Newspaper clippings of Gloria's cases.
If you're going to be putting yourself out there, advocating in this way, you have to be prepared for the fact that not everybody's going to agree with you.
Footage of Gloria at a meeting.
Gloria Allred became the first woman member of the Los Angeles Friars Club.
Their action shows leadership, courage, and goodwill. It will require working out problems, such as what to do about the steam room and the famous all-male stag roast.
Oh, that's what I want to talk to you about.
Once I became a member of the Friars Club, I wanted to use the health club, the steam room. And I was told, well, the men are in there naked, so they don't want women in there.
I'm interested in the bare facts and the naked truth, but I am not interested in seeing male friars naked. And I don't intend to go in there naked. I intend to go in there in a bathing suit.
So I knocked on the door of the steam room. I said, I'm coming in. Men were in there naked. And I whipped out my tape measure, and I started singing Peggy Lee's Is That All There Is?
Shirtless men with towels around their necks stare.
At that point, I heard a lot of towels being slapped around, naked butts, people running out of the steam room. That ended the issue, and women were allowed to use the steam room.
On a television show.
Women like you, you feminists, you know what she's trying to do? Turn women into men.
We don't think that our daughters should have to trade sexual favors in order to get a raise.
Why not? We did.
Well, you know, how do you think we get on this show?
I want to see you in my dressing room after the show, though.
I know.
She talked about sexual harassment when nobody wanted to talk about it.
Must a woman prove that she has been psychologically injured in order to sue for sexual harassment in the workplace?
She kept pushing and fighting, and now more people are talking about it. But they associate Gloria with the pushing and the fighting.
I have to ask you, why do you put the women so down? The women are taken very well care in America. The women have the best life in the world in America. Why do you always have to fight so?
People say, she's loud. She's got an ego. She must just love the camera. And then I just sort of pause and say, hey, haven't you met any men like that?
Here's a feminist philosophy I want you to listen to. Comparable worth. Come on, Gloria. I mean, why shouldn't a nurse make as much as a garbage collector? Fine, let the nurse become a garbage collector and ride that truck.
But the point is, we need nurses. We don't want nurses to leave the profession.
We need garbage collectors, too.
They
need to come and pick up this garbage you're spewing right now.
Well, listen.
Gloria blinks and grins. Men in the audience cheer.
I think Gloria handles being attacked quite well. I think she expects it.
Gloria walks onto a set.
She sees it as a plus for her overall agenda of being out there with her point of view.
1989, footage of the Oprah Winfrey Show.
This whole subject of gays legalizing marriage and children being adapted by gays is positively disgusting.
Yeah. Until 1961, sodomy was outlawed, homosexual sodomy, in all 50 states. That's not an archaic law. That's our society saying no to sodomy.
Family, let's dispel this myth of the wonderful traditional family. Yeah. That was the family in which women had to obey their husbands. That was the family in which women had no property rights. We don't necessarily want the traditional family, which, by the way, didn't even allow interracial marriages, which, sir, were a crime even up to 30 years ago in this country. And just because it was a crime didn't make it right. It meant it was prejudice.
A man in glasses shakes his head and taps it with his palm. Printed words on awnings read Friars Club. Inside, a cameraman sets up a tripod. Gloria leads two women into the room.
Thank you for coming today. I'm attorney Gloria Allred. Tomorrow, Bill Cosby will perform his Far From Finished tour in Atlanta, Georgia. He is performing despite the fact that more than 40 women have publicly accused him of drugging and sexually assaulting them.
A woman with an afro.
In the early 1990s, during the last season of The Cosby Show, I guest starred as Mrs. Minifield. After he had won my complete trust and adoration, he drugged and raped me.
Well, I guess I'm off.
Yes, more ways than one.
A scene from The Cosby Show plays.
His last words to me were, as far as I'm concerned, Bernard, you're dead.
A photo of Lily Bernard, Cosby, and two other men. At the podium, Gloria puts her arm around Lily. Later, Lily lifts her head.
So how do you feel?
I feel good. I feel changed.
At the conference, Gloria hugs Lily.
I feel like I've purged. Gloria's representing me and I don't know how many others pro bono, so she's not getting any money for anything that she's doing.
Lily follows Gloria into a building.
And she's just giving. She's like auntie. You know, I call her Auntie Gloria sometimes.
They walk through a hotel lobby. Then they ride in an elevator.
I keep telling her, like, and you're so sweet and kind. She says, I can't let them know how really nice I am, you know, because then they won't be afraid of me, which is true.
Gloria wears slippers. She reads documents with Lily in a hotel room.
It's amazing to me when I read the comments of people who hate her.
Yes, it is.
You know, because she's, like,
out there busting people's balls, you know, and she's a true hardcore feminist. She's righteous.
Gloria walks with Lily.
And what this whole Cosby experience has taught me, that women are still so devalued. Their voices are so devalued.
Protesters stand on a sidewalk.
I've come to the protest in Atlanta today to support those who are protesting Bill Cosby's Far From Finished concert tour and to deliver a message to Bill Cosby. Women are now empowered, and they will never be silent again. Is that right?
Yes! Yes!
I'm not crying.
Oh, what's this?
Oh, no, no. I'm just
tired.
Oh, I'm not crying at all.
Just wet eyes.
Oh, no.
Wet eyes.
No. No.
All red does not cry.
A logo, Inside Edition.
Court documents were unsealed in which Cosby admitted under oath that he obtained Quaaludes to give women before having sex with them. Yes, I give her Quaaludes. We then have sex.
Cruise cleaned off the star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame after someone wrote the word rapist on it.
It looks bad, Bill. If this is to be tried in the court of public opinion, I gotta say, all of the information that's out there kind of points to guilt.
On a television set.
How many of you believe you were drugged by Bill Cosby?
Dozens of hands shoot up.
I do think there was a shift in public opinion as more and more women came out and told their story.
Dozens of women fill a New York Magazine cover.
The numbers became startling.
Text reads, Cosby, the women, an unwelcome sisterhood.
You know, there were press saying to me, what's your end game, Gloria? I really had no answer to that. I didn't have an end game. Speaking out for women in and of itself is an empowering experience.
On the cover, an empty chair sits next to a woman.
There doesn't have to be an end to that.
A graphic appears. Bill Cosby, charged.
Disgraced comedian Bill Cosby, arm in arm with his legal team as he arrives for his arraignment in Pennsylvania Wednesday.
Mr. Cosby, anything to say?
I was in bed in my pajamas. The phone rang, and it was CNN.
Prosecutors filed the case before the end of the statute of limitations in Pennsylvania. Now, Andrea Constand may be the only accuser to meet Bill Cosby in criminal court.
I ran to the television. I watched it, and then I did the interview in my pajamas.
I'm very proud of Andrea. I don't represent her, but I know that her attorney and she have shown quite a bit of courage.
In the conference room.
Took a shower, got dressed, wrote something very quickly.
Microphones stand on the table.
So this is a copy of the arrest warrant, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania versus William Henry Cosby.
Gloria holds up the copy.
For many of my 29 clients, seeing him criminally charged and having to face a trial is the best Christmas present that they have ever received.
Gloria poses with the copy.
We're happy that the wheels of justice are turning and the courtroom door is now open.
She smiles.
There'll be a day in court for Mr. Cosby. We'll all be watching.
Gloria walks down a hallway, 1994.
OJ, you there? You're listening to me, I know you. You're thinking about your kids right now, aren't you? Aren't you?
Oh.
They're thinking about you.
The police were attempting to arrest Simpson for the murders of his former wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend, Ron Goldman. It was a grisly crime scene.
Photos of the crime scene.
The very first time I walked into that office, Marcia Clark's office, I had to stop at the doorway.
Denise Brown.
And I looked, and I just kept staring. It was the crime scene photos. It was my sister with her throat cut. Finally, she looked to where I was looking, and she goes, oh my God, it's just like furniture to me. I just thought, am I gonna be able to make it through this? These are the people that are supposed to be helping us and being there for us.
Trial footage of Marcia Clark.
In a criminal case, the district attorney represents the state. The district attorney does not represent the victim. It's confusing. People believe, well, I'm the one that's been victimized, so surely that's my lawyer. That's not your lawyer. You don't have one. If you're the victim or you're the victim's family, you are merely there as an observer.
His whole team of people would be out there in the media doing their interviews every single night. Somebody from his team was always speaking. Someone told me, they said, you know what? The one person that can really help you is Gloria Allred.
Gloria Allred represents the Brown family, which has custody of Sydney and Justin. As grandparents, they've tried to shield the children from any exposure to the trial.
TVs were turned off except in my father's bedroom. He says, I want to know what's going on and I want to keep track of what's happening.
What's your assessment on the defense success so far?
Well, I think the defense is doing extraordinarily well in showing that these officers jumped the gun.
There were no trials that had cameras in them until about the late 1980s. So I probably didn't encounter Gloria until TVs came into the courtroom.
Of course, they and everyone in the courtroom has been instructed to engage in appropriate courtroom conduct, so they're trying very much to hold their emotions inside.
Gloria, she's smart. She saw that she could use the TV, she could use the camera to really fight for her clients.
We believe the family of the murder victim should also have the right to be present during the judge's inquiry.
You take a high-profile case, it's actually in trial. Gloria becomes running interference, almost like a PR position for the benefit of the family.
A photo of Gloria with Denise.
Most people could not even be open to the possibility that he might have committed these murders because he looked like a very affable, nice guy. But when they learned of his shameful past, when they heard the 911 calls, when they learned of his misdemeanor conviction,
you're making my point about how prejudicial it is.
There was some on the defense who resented it and who thought of her as a Budinsky. Why is she involved in this case? She's representing the family. They have no standing. That's certainly not my position. And I think most reasonable lawyers understand that there are two sides.
Alan Dershowitz, Denise cries.
The way they spun everything around, they turned her into this party animal, drug addict.
These ladies would go out 2, 3, 4 nights a week and stay out till 5 o'clock in the morning.
It was like, Gloria, you need to understand who she is. She was a mom.
A photo of Nicole Brown and her children.
She had 2 young children. She loved life. She loved her family.
Please join us in this candlelight vigil by saying a prayer, not only for Nicole and for Ron, but for all victims of domestic violence everywhere.
People gather at a candlelight vigil.
Oh, if it wouldn't have been for Gloria, Nicole would have never been a human being. She would have always been just that person on the gurney and just nobody.
Gloria adds a wreath to a memorial. A beach lines the shore near the coastal highway. Gloria's hand rests on a railing. She wears a ring.
So can you talk about William Allred? You never talk about him. It seems like
I don't really want to talk about him.
On Piers Tonight.
It's been said that you felt very betrayed by him, but you've never really said why.
And I never will.
Gloria looks out over the ocean.
We're wondering if that was a hard time for you.
Gloria shakes her head and lifts her thumbs.
I've had challenges that were greater than that one.
Wait a second. Judge, could you please tell your client that she's being non-responsive?
I know. Okay, start again. All right, here's the answer. I've had many challenges in my personal life.
A newspaper headline, Gloria Allred's estranged mate, 3 others convicted of fraud.
And I've met those challenges and continue to take care of my clients.
A headline, Sparks Fly in Allred versus Allred.
Gloria.
A photo of Gloria, William, and another woman.
It was about a 19-year marriage. Well, I kept the name because people knew me by that time. I didn't want to change my name to a name that nobody knew me by.
A headline, Nasty, 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 High Profile Divorce Wars.
I remember thinking, gee, I wish I had a Gloria Allred to take care of me.
Gloria stands behind a microphone.
And then I stopped for a second and I realized, wait a minute, I'm Gloria Allred.
She walks down a hallway.
Gloria Allred is her name. She represents women with high profile claims to having been wronged. Actresses, ex-wives, mistresses.
In the end, he betrayed her and has humiliated her in the eyes of her friends who are aware of the relationship.
Actress Hunter Tylo won a nearly $5 million judgment in a pregnancy discrimination suit against the producers of Melrose Place.
We think that women in this country have a right to work even when they are pregnant, as long as they can perform the job. Hunter Tylo could perform. She could be bold. She could be beautiful. She could be pregnant. And she could be on Broadway.
Gloria walks with Hunter Tylo.
Former girlfriend of Scott Peterson says she will testify for the prosecution during his murder trial. Now, Amber Fry has hired an attorney, Gloria Allred.
Gloria invented, essentially, a new genre of law, namely representing victims, primarily women.
Gloria rides an escalator with Amber Fry.
Our adversarial system requires that everybody be represented. And so although I'm often on the opposite side of Gloria Allred as a defense attorney, I admire what she's doing.
Gloria carries a file.
If you're a woman and you have been sexually harassed or assaulted by a powerful man, there are not many people you can go to in the phone book. You go to the person you see on camera.
She has won $250 million just in sex harassment suits.
The problem for Gloria is sometimes it backfires. People just want to say it's all about her, she's just doing it for her own glory. And I've always wondered what that's about. Is that because if you see a woman who appears that secure, you gotta take her down a notch?
A clip from Saturday Night Live.
Karen from Boston asks, is there anything you won't do to push your ugly mug in front of a camera? I'd have to think about that, but I guess my answer would be no.
An actress portraying Gloria grins.
Gloria Allred, anytime you see her, you know something's going wrong.
Whatever she's bringing forth, there ought to be automatic doubt about it.
Why you have to hire Gloria Allred and have a press conference other than looking for a payday?
Gloria and a group of women meet around a table.
Okay, everybody's got their copy, right?
Yes.
How's everybody feeling?
Say I feel this. Proud.
You feel proud? You should feel proud. You should feel good.
I've definitely experienced kind of the blowback of adversaries sometimes just automatically lump her cases into, oh, it's Gloria Allred. It's not worthy of attention, or that she's doing something for her benefit and not for the clients. And the response to those people is always, let's look at the facts. Let's look at why it matters that we're filing this lawsuit. Why it matters even for the public to know about this lawsuit. There's nothing shameful about the fact that Gloria held a press conference about this issue. And there's nothing shameful about a woman describing being sexually assaulted.
We are very proud of our courageous clients who came forward to assert their rights.
A very large part of our practice is employment litigation. Somebody was fired from their job. Okay. They were sexually harassed. They were discriminated against. The vast majority of those people are not celebrities by any stretch of the imagination.
We know about her high-profile cases. What we don't know about is the one that she quietly, confidentially settles to the great benefit of her client. She does a great job, whether you like it or not. The question is, how do her clients like it? And apparently, her clients are pretty happy.
At an amusement park, a Ferris wheel turns. A roller coaster banks on a track. Gloria walks with Lisa.
Tell me something about Gloria Allred I don't know and know.
So she is wicked good at skee ball.
A ball rolls into a hole marked for 40 points.
Uh-oh. All right. There she goes. There she goes. Woo! Okay.
Lisa rolls a ball. An interview plays.
Your mother has been through two difficult marriages and divorces. Would you like to fall in love again?
No.
Really?
No, I don't have time.
Gloria and Lisa sit at a restaurant.
One of the things we have to learn as adults is to accept our parents for who they are. I used to sometimes say, hey, maybe you should date that guy. But she does not want to be in a relationship, and she has not wanted it for many years.
Don Lemon, CNN anchor.
Good evening. Thank you, mother and
Good
daughter,
evening.
By the way. I just want to make sure
That's
I
true.
Say that. Listen, if I never met Lisa Bloom and they walked into a room together, I would know that they were mother and daughter. It's like when you see a family of singers and their voices kind of sound the same, they have the same tone.
We are calling today for an independent investigation into the culture of sexual harassment at Fox News.
My mother and I have very similar personalities. You know, my mother will be very direct. She just puts it out there. I mean, I do the same thing. Okay, but you're just
and listening
you're just
to his voice.
Here.
Okay, he's just making things up.
Both of them have been advocates for victims' rights, but I think Gloria had to do it in a much tougher time than Lisa is having to do it now. People may not realize just how tough it was for women and for minorities. You know, it used to be sort of an all-boys club. And so it's interesting to watch how they both deal with it a generation apart.
And I know Lisa, like I know you. She represents women who have been abused, sexual assault, and so on and so forth. Why do you think she chose to represent Weinstein?
I don't know, because I never have asked her. She has a general practice, and she's an outstanding attorney, and she makes her decisions about who her clients are going to be and who she accepts.
For people of her generation, especially women of her generation, to have gotten as far as she has, to be successful as she has, I have the utmost respect for her. Because without her, I may not be able to sit in this chair every night and do what I'm doing.
Waves crash on a beach under a pier. Gloria opens a gate and enters a house.
Love you.
Okay. Oh, that's hilarious.
Guys, when you grab your sign and your hat, you're going to go right out here so you don't have to.
Oh, my God. Did you see the toilet seats right here?
Daniel McFadden.
I worked at Jose Bear in the late 90s, and they told me, they said, Dan, Gloria Allred's coming over. She'd like to get her eyebrows waxed with you. I said, oh, God.
Fast forward, I'm going to say 8 or 9 years ago. I don't even know how many times we've done the parade. I said, Gloria, I just bought a vintage car, and I said, I'd like to get it in West Hollywood. Parade.
Footage of the L.A. Pride Parade. Gloria rides on a float.
Dan, why don't you just drive me? I said, Gloria, there's only one problem with your entry in the parade. She said, what is that? I said, everything. She said, what do you mean? I said, Gloria, I see you drive by year after year. And I said, you're in the back and you're waving and your banner's on the side. But I said, the people driving you are kind of looking at their nails. You have no music, no color, no drag queens, no strippers, no float, no balloons, none of the above. She said, what are you suggesting? Drag queens, strippers, float, balloons, all of the above. And she said something that I'll never forget.
Uh-oh.
Because I was shocked that these words came out of her mouth.
Yes.
She said, I'm afraid of what people would think.
Yeah.
I'm like, Gloria, go with me on this one. I'm telling you, they will get it. It's our joke. She says, okay, the next year comes. What do you need from me? I said, I need a picture of what you're wearing. She rang my doorbell, and I opened the door, and we're standing there face to face, absolutely identical. And she said, I gotta admit, that's funny.
Daniel and Gloria wear matching outfits. They wave from a car.
It was phenomenal, the reaction, because people knew it was our joke. They know her pretty serious, but they got to see a side of her that she allowed this to be fun.
In a parade, Gloria rides in a car.
When we're together in the car, it's ours. We own it.
She holds a sign that reads, I support transgender equality.
For years, every Valentine's Day, Gloria would have a news conference at the Beverly Hills Courthouse because one of her former clients and friend, Robin Tyler, went to get a marriage license with her partner. And she would have a news conference just to show the clerk turning down a marriage license.
This is not state law as we see it.
First time she did that, I said, what are you doing? You're going to make a fool of yourself. Two men, two women getting married, it's marriages between a man and a woman. The law says that in California. Every state said that.
Footage shows Robin Tyler and her partner kissing.
No, it shouldn't. Why should it be that way? The law should be changed.
We'll be back next year, and hopefully by next year, you can issue the marriage license to them.
The clerk nods.
It took me years and years and years to try to intellectualize the situation.
Gloria steps to a microphone.
It's ironic that Michael would bring that up because in the California Supreme Court. He wound up being the lawyer that actually argued
those
cases.
One of the lawyers. I wasn't.
Yeah, but you argued it.
I argued it, yeah.
Now to that historic Supreme Court decision legalizing same-sex marriage across the land, and it's profound. The 5-4 vote in many ways reflecting the huge societal shift of the last 20 years.
Words on a banner. We won the marriage case. A man hangs the banner.
I am so happy. They will no longer have to endure the humiliation and the disrespect that accompanies second-class personhood. I thank God that I have lived to see this day. and can share in the joy that it brings to millions of Americans.
I've never seen you cry at a press conference. I know. I mean, we've been friends for a long time, and it's okay. It's okay. You know, okay. It's been a long struggle.
A photo of Robin putting a ring on her partner's finger. In another photo, they rest their foreheads against each other. Now, Gloria and a woman walk toward a courthouse, Sacramento, California. People gather in a courtroom. Lily sits with a group of women. Gloria enters with a woman with braids.
The first item is SB 813 by Senator Leyva. Welcome to the committee, Senator.
When I learned late last year that there was an expiration date on justice for rape victims in California, I decided to do something about it.
As lawyers and as legislators, we should ask, who benefits from a relatively short statute of limitations for rape and sexual assault, and who is hurt?
I am but one of the 50-plus women who came forward against Bill Cosby as victims of sexual assault and rape. Where I once felt powerless, today I feel empowered to lend my support for the Justice for Victims Act carried by Senator Connie Leyva. Thank you, Senator. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you all for your testimony. Are there other witnesses in support of the bill?
The braided woman blows her nose. A blonde woman stands at a microphone.
17, the number of years it took me to gather the courage to tell one person. 25, the age I was when I was sexually assaulted while unconscious, non-consensual. I'm 100% confident that you guys will make the right decision, and you have a 0% chance that we're going away.
Thank you.
Hi, thank you. I knew my rapist, but I didn't call him that for over 30 years because...
These are, you know, we do have committee rules, and we had four witnesses, and these are supposed to be add-ons. We need to know who you are and what your position is.
All right, but my name really is Janice Baker Kinney. My position is in support of this bill.
Thank you so much.
Then I'm done.
Janice walks away.
If I could address the chairwoman. You know,
I understand. If the committee would like to take testimony from everyone,
we have rules.
We will.
We have rules that I know we like to follow.
Yes, we do.
But these are people that have been holding these scars for years and have been waiting for this opportunity to come forward. And I want to hear their stories.
Okay.
If you may. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Janice, and I'm back. It took 35 years and this sisterhood of survivors for me to be able to say to the world out loud the words, I was raped, without feeling the humiliation, the social stigma, the guilt, and the shame.
The state senator stares.
I have not been able to speak about this for 47 years. It has been a year and a half since I was finally able to go public, and it has been the most empowering experience of my life. The path has chosen me. At 73 years old, I no longer have to ask, what do I want to be when I grow up? Now I know. Thank you.
Thank you. We do have a quorum.
Hancock?
Aye.
Hancock, aye. Glaser? Leno?
Aye.
Leno, aye. Lou? Monty?
Aye.
Monty, aye. Stone?
Aye.
Stone, aye.
I will. That bill has enough votes to pass.
Gloria picks up her case file. In the hallway, Gloria walks quickly through the corridor. Lily kisses her. A woman with glasses holds up the victory sign.
Rolling.
Okay.
Yay!
The women's restroom. This is where the revolution begins.
The women cheer inside the bathroom. Next, Gloria poses with the women at a news conference.
That's right, pee for victory.
The Justice for Victims Act was ultimately signed into law by Governor Jerry Brown.
Okay, we need everybody. 1, 2, 3, girls.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Gloria hugs Lily.
It is the nature of movements that they come from truth-telling.
Women, united, can never
you know, few people getting up the courage to say what happened to them that was unfair, hearing, often to their surprise, many other people saying, that happened to me too. And if they unite and do something about it, they can change it.
Gloria walks down a hallway smiling.
I'm so happy.
She walks down the courthouse steps. A road sign reads A Terminal. Gloria steps down out of a black SUV.
The final stage of healing is using what happens to you to help other people.
She closes the door. Now she pulls her luggage.
That is healing in itself.
Gloria sits on a bench. She adjusts her pant leg. Now she looks in a bag. Traffic moves on a highway near a city center. A statue of a colonial-era man, Philadelphia. A statue of a lounging man sits in the center of a fountain, 3 months later. A person blow-dries Gloria's hair.
What is your greatest fear?
Gloria tilts her head forward.
I can't say that I really have fears. But I guess if I had to name one, it would be not living long enough to do everything that I want to do.
Gloria holds a mirror. On a poster, radiant lines extend from a portrait of Hillary Clinton. Text below reads Hillary. On another sign, 2016 Democratic National Convention.
It's exciting to be here in my birthday month. I just turned 75 this month. I actually was a Hillary delegate 8 years ago. It's the best birthday gift I could ever have to be here to cast my vote for Hillary Clinton. I'm one of the few people who's actually won a battle against Trump. It was the Miss Universe pageant, which he owned. There was a beautiful woman in it named Jenna Talikova. Someone notified the pageant that she had been born with a penis. Mr. Trump's pageant kicked her out because they had a rule. You had to be naturally born woman. We were successful, but we're going to have to be united and confront Donald Trump. Thank you.
I just want to know
all right,
right,
good to see you. All right.
Hi, Senator.
You have no idea how many people have said that.
Okay.
How are you, Senator?
Even the
I love being mixed up with Senator Boxer because I love Barbara Boxer.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
You went to the delegate party?
Yes.
Come on. You get a personal message.
Well, thank you. I'm excited to be back in my hometown. Graduate of Philadelphia High School for Girls
Me
University.
Too,
your girls high too?
Yes!
All right,
yay,
girls high
girls
forever.
CNN footage plays.
We are about to see something historic. For the first time in the 240 years that this country has existed, a woman will be at the top of a major party ballot in November.
California, the state with lots of energy, lots of enthusiasm, cast for Hillary Clinton, the next president of the United States, 330 votes.
Access Hollywood footage plays.
You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. You just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the pussy. I can do anything.
At a debate.
This was locker room talk. I'm not proud of it. I apologize to my family. I apologize to the American people.
Just for the record, though, are you saying that what you said on that bus, that you did not actually grope women without consent?
I have great respect for women. Nobody has more respect for women than I do.
Have you ever
and
done those things?
Women have respect for me. And I will tell you, no, I have not.
A carpet reads, All Red, Morocco, and Goldberg. Gloria leads a woman into the conference room.
Today, another woman has courageously come forward to accuse Donald Trump. Summer Zervos was a candidate on The Apprentice on season 5. She is now deeply disappointed in him. The White House is not a locker room.
On a TV screen.
He then grabbed my shoulder and began kissing me again very aggressively and placed his hand on my breast. I walked out. He then turned me around and said, let's lay down and watch some telly.
People are going to ask whether she supports any particular political party.
The question was, does she support any political party? The answer is no, right? Is that right?
No, I'm a Republican.
At a press conference.
Every woman lied when they came forward to hurt my campaign. Total fabrication.
What incentive would nine women have to come forward?
At least one is represented by Gloria Allred, so we know what her incentive is. It's to get money.
I was sitting with him on an airplane. And he went after me on the plane. Yeah, I'm going to go after. Believe me, she would not be my first choice, that I can tell.
Can I just say something real quick? The idea that we should be so flattered by his octopus hands on women, that that's a great sign of respect because he finds us attractive, I just find that highly insulting.
Gloria drives. She gets out of her car holding a Rosie the Riveter poster.
You have to say advantage Clinton as we head into these final hours, and this big national lead is why. A better lead than President Obama had at this point in 2012. A bigger lead than George W. Bush had at this point in 2004.
96 years since we won the right to vote.
I know. Can you believe that? That is insane.
Which means that in the year 2020, if she wins, there will be a woman president on the 100th anniversary of suffrage.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Tiny booth you like?
Okay, cool.
Gloria holds up a ballot, footage of a young Gloria.
The only place where women are truly equal is right here in the ballot box. Women are not equal under the law in employment, in marriage, or in any other area yet.
Gloria points to a sticker on her coat.
To finally reach this day.
She holds a scarf covered with the names of famous women.
It's a very, very special day. Susan B. Anthony is on this scarf, Elizabeth Cady Stanton, Harriet Tubman, and so many more. These are names that have been the mothers of the women's rights movement. And we are their daughters, and we are their granddaughters.
At her office.
Hi, we're going to be in that small conference room.
Michael inflates a tiny Hillary punching bag.
All right, come on in, Margie. Okay.
Don't look at the back. The back is sexist, so we'll keep just the front. I have a,
What are you supposed to do with that?
You knock her down, and she comes right back up.
Illinois won.
No, President Obama said don't boo.
48.9 to 48.2.
That's all red.
That is very Republican.
Oh, that's bad. Bad. Well, let's listen to him.
Now we look at the real races and find out what happens in these ones that we have no idea what's going to happen.
Yeah, but it could be very, very close in some of those key battleground states that we're going to see.
Gloria and her staff watch election footage. Donald Trump's picture appears below Nebraska and Wyoming. Michael holds his hand over his mouth. Gloria sighs. Night. Lights on buildings glow on the Los Angeles skyline. Water crashes into rocks on the shore. Exterior lights shine on a seaside home. Day at Gloria's office building. 3 days later, in the conference room, Gloria sits with Summer Zervos.
Thank you for coming today. I'm Attorney Gloria Allred, and this is Summer Zervos. Mr. Trump has been elected President of the United States. He is no longer just a star. He is now President-elect.
After he called me a liar, I was threatened, bullied, and saw my business targeted. All because I chose to speak out and tell the truth. And he has not yet taken back his threat to sue me and the others who came forward.
A photographer takes photos. A helicopter flies through the air.
In cities across the United States, protests by those intent on voicing their disapproval of the election of Donald Trump.
Police run in a group. A fire burns. Washington, D.C., Inauguration Day. People scatter. Fingers touch faders on a soundboard.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show live from D.C. on Death of America Day. Why, look who's here. It's Gloria Allred, super lawyer. Good morning, honey.
Well, good morning, and it's so great to be with you, especially right now.
Cannot believe that this is about to happen in the United States of America. You probably saw this out just this morning in the New York Times. Intercepted Russian communications, part of the inquiry into the Trump campaign. I mean, we have a week in which the president-elect has just settled a fraud and racketeering suit, been charged with sexual assault by your client.
A defamation case by my client, Summer Serva,
excuse me,
based on his assertions that, in fact, she lied, that what she said was fiction.
Our whole plane from L.A. was all people for the march. Our cab driver said, I haven't had anybody here for the inauguration. Everybody's come in as a protester.
You know, it's a hard moment.
Yeah.
You know, I feel as though I want to cry.
Yeah, yeah.
I always say, first we cry, then we fight.
Yep. And tomorrow,
so that's what we're going to do.
We're marching. You and I, we're marching tomorrow.
We are.
Gloria takes off her headphones and bumps fists with Stephanie. Now, women march and hold signs. A group holds large letters that spell freedom.
Follow.
Dozens of signs appear in the crowd.
Sign, which way the wind blows when this day is done.
Gloria and a driver help Summer out of a car. At a press conference.
Thank you for coming today. I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and today I'm here in Washington, D.C. for the Women's March on Washington. I'm honored to be able to be here with accusers of President Trump who were courageous enough to speak out about what they said was their truth about Mr. Trump.
I am marching today because it is important to show others that you can have the courage to stand up to bullies and to people who are in power.
Gloria holds a banner as she marches.
And I am pleased with the opportunity to stand shoulder to shoulder with those who marched for women's rights today. Thank you.
No justice! No peace! No justice! No peace! No justice! No peace!
The Capitol building looms over the march.
Why are we all in D.C.? We're here to honor all of those who are marching today, who care about women's rights, who care about respect and dignity for women. Nothing more, nothing less.
Gloria rides in a car. The window rolls down and she looks out. Now she walks on the National Mall.
Okay.
She poses with a man and his baby.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
You're from my district.
Oh, you look just like her.
Thank you. Wonderful. You do your thing, girl.
Thank you for everything you do.
We're going to be okay.
But we're going to do it.
We should all be
okay.
Thank you. That's right. Thank you, honey, for everything.
Of course, I went to the Lincoln Memorial. Saw this huge protest on the steps. And I decided I wanted to support the protesters.
Gloria stands with the crowd.
But then I also saw very strong supporters, very vocal supporters of President Trump.
A bearded man.
For 4 years, you're going to be very depressed, Gloria. You're going to be very depressed, aren't you? You're going to be giving eulogies because of all your gay friends committing suicide. You're a sore loser. God's most important thing to put you in the hell, Gloria.
Love Trump's hate.
Do you serve God? That's the question.
What God do you know that allows same-sex marriage?
Love Trump's hate. Suddenly, spontaneously, a number of women and some men came and got closer to me and tried to form a space to protect me. And I could feel their love and protection. And then some around me asked me to speak.
Protesters gather and record with their phones.
Individuals who are gay and lesbian and transgender deserve equal rights. And women
deserve the constitutional right to choose safe, affordable, legal, and available abortions. This is a very important weekend. This is our awakening, and this is our call to resist anything that's unconstitutional.
Call it, Gloria!
We, together, are not going to be silenced because, as Susan B. Anthony once said, and if she were here on Earth, I know she'd be so proud of you, failure is impossible. Fight on!
The crowd raises their fists. Gloria blows kisses. She looks out over the National Mall toward the Washington Monument. Follow the sun. Gloria hugs a young girl.
There's nothing more important than feeling that you can make a difference in the world and make it a little bit better.
Gloria looks out over the Potomac River.
Breathe in the air. Gloria Steinem, the philosopher, creates the movement. And then you have the soldier who's out there in front, and that's Gloria Allred.
2017.
Every day another one. Sexual harassment, misconduct, assault, even rape. The numbers are growing so quickly it's hard to keep track of all the men who have been accused of predatory sexual behavior.
Bill Cosby walks with a man in a suit.
The offenders have been cross-race. They've been cross political lines of all kinds from right to left.
At this moment, this Me Too moment, what do you make of this moment, Warren?
It feels different. It feels like there has something has shifted, yeah.
A banner reads, "Take back the workplace."
When other people start speaking out, it makes you feel like, oh, now I can speak out too.
You've been part of the case against Bill Cosby, and then now, of course, this. Do you think we are finally at a tipping point?
Gloria stands at her office window looking out.
The fight has just begun.
Paraders wear costumes and walk on stilts. Onlookers wave. People in judges' costumes run around a car. Credits. Directed and produced by Sophie Sartain and Roberta Grossman. Onlookers wave and cheer. Produced by Marta Kaufman, Robbie Rotalin, Hannah K.S. Cantor. Gloria waves from a car. The costumed judges hold signs of Supreme Court justices. Executive producers, Ben Kottner, Adam Del Deo, Lisa Nishimura. Gloria points and rocks her hips side to side. Edited by Chris Callister. A man holds a fan and raises his hands high. A rear wheel on Gloria's car turns. Director of photography, Alex Bellini. A man pumps his hand and waves. Another man waves. Music by H. Scott Salinas. A man waves a rainbow flag. Music supervision by Thomas Golubic, Michelle Johnson. Daniel wears a Gloria costume. He mouths lyrics. Co-producer Joey Jovanovich. Special thanks, Sarah Bloom, Carolyn Cohen, Liesl Copeland, Patricia Deckett, Christine D'Souza Gelb, Catherine and Madeline Fugate, Keith Givens, Jacob Goldberg, Christy Groves, Nancy Josephson, Renee McCottle, Mark O'Mara, Keith Sartain, Vivian Schneider, David Spencer, Dave Stewart, Lisa Tabak, Lisa Thomas, Sammy Wong, Philadelphia High School for Girls, The Stephanie Miller Show. Copyright 2018 Netflix Studios, LLC and Netflix Global, LLC. Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.